The following podcast of SB Nation Radio is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101.
This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. In a moment, we will be joined by Brian Westbrook, the outstanding former All-Pro running back for the Philadelphia Eagles, thanks to Crown Royal. Talk about all things going on with Philly as they open up the season tomorrow night and what the link will be like with Atlanta coming in and all the hype and all the pomp and circumstance around the unveiling of the banner inside the link, something that I know a lot of Eagle fans never thought they would see. So that's going to be a cathartic moment. In reality, you know, as being somebody who, you know, from Boston, I remember when the Patriots did that and they unveiled their banner and the Red Sox unveiled their banner. It really does, like, crystallize it, like, oh my gosh, that wasn't a dream, that actually happened. Thanks to Crown Royal, we go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline, former All-Pro running back with the Eagles, Brian Westbrook, joining us. Brian, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am wonderful. Before we get to the Eagles, tell me a bit about Crown Royal and what you guys got going on for this football season, the Hydrate Generously campaign that's going on for Crown Royal.
That's right. Crown Royal, exciting. They're introducing the first off-the-field water break. And so, I think everyone understands what the water break is on the field, an opportunity for you to get a break, get some rest, but also hydrate. And the Crown Royal is trying to do the same thing off the field. And we want to make sure that everybody enjoys the in-game experience, the pre-game, the during the game, and after the game. And a great way to do that is to stay hydrated. So you want to drink responsibly, drink in moderation, and then hydrate between alcoholic beverages. And that's probably the most important thing. Take a break, hydrate in between your drinks.
Well, I guarantee a lot of Crown Royal will be getting consumed tomorrow night when the Philadelphia Eagles unveil their championship banner. They take on the Atlanta Falcons on Thursday Night Football to start the NFL season. We're only 24 hours away, but what's your thoughts on that moment for Eagle fans and the Eagles franchise to unveil that championship banner?
You know, there were so many people in Minnesota when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and then you have the parade back in Philadelphia. I think this moment when they unveil that banner will be the exact same. It's going to bring back memories of the Philly special, memories of Nick Foles and his kind of role through the playoffs and his play in the Super Bowl as well. It's going to be an exciting moment for the city of Philadelphia and certainly for the players that are there on that team that played in the game. It's going to be a great day.
Eagle fans are so passionate. They love their Eagles so much, and there's been so much hand-wringing going on with Carson Wentz and his knee injury and Nick Foles' performance here during the preseason. When you were playing, how did you approach the preseason, and did you care about the stats you put up in the preseason?
You know, I didn't really care about the stats that I put up. I wanted to make sure that I went out there and did everything to perfect my game. And so it didn't necessarily mean I needed great stats, but I wanted to limit the mistakes that I made. And I think when you look at Nick Foles with a couple interceptions, the safety and the sacks, a lot of people outside of the team are a bit worried because he made an awful lot of mistakes. And not necessarily his stats are the concern, but some of the mistakes that he made, they're concerned about. And, you know, hopefully he finds a way through the couple weeks worth of practice between the third preseason game and Thursday. And then you add some game planning. You add the RPOs that Doug Peterson likes to throw in there. And you get some guys healthy and back on the field. And that'll help Nick and that offense play much better.
This is Carson Wentz's team. We know that. Doug Peterson has been very adamant, even going through the run the postseason. This is still Carson Wentz's team. How does that change the dynamic in the locker room when you have a guy at the quarterback spot who you know won't be there, say, in week number four if he does struggle in week one and two?
I don't think that it changes it very much. I think the guys in the locker room understand that Carson will be back to play at some point. He just has to get completely healthy. And when you're part of the NFL, injury is a part of the game. And guys understand injury and time periods in between the injury and when you're back to complete health. And they also understand that Carson is a franchise quarterback, a guy that the team wants to be out there for 10, 15 years of a career. And so as important as this game, the start of the season and the 2018 season is, it kind of fails in comparison to Carson's the entirety of his career. And so I think the Eagles are being very cautious and very safe, making sure that Carson can play for a long time in the midnight green.
Brian Westbrook's our guest here on Pushing the Odds. Le'Veon Bell's agent has just said today, this morning, that his client could sit out till week number 10 with his contract dispute with the Pittsburgh Steelers. As a former running back, can you relate to a player saying, I'm watching guys, Todd Gurley, I'm watching Antonio Brown, other guys getting paid, for him to say, wait a minute, it's my turn, I want to get taken care of?
I've had that same conversation with GMs. I've had that same conversation with my agent as well. As a player, you want to be appreciated. And, of course, saying that you appreciated me is great. Showing me in my wallet is the way that you show my show your appreciation for me. And I think Le'Veon Bell, who brings a dual-threat running back, a guy that can play all three downs, one of the best runners in the league, one of the best pass catchers out of the backfield in the league, and certainly one of the best blocking running backs in the league, he's a guy that you never want to take off the field. And when you look at that offense for the Steelers, you're saying it's Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, but to me, the glue that keeps all of those pieces together and provides openings for all of those people is Le'Veon Bell. And there's no doubt in my mind he should be paid like he's that glue and one of the best running backs in the league.
If he misses week one against the Cleveland Browns, does it put more pressure on the Steelers to have a deal and get a deal done? Or is it more on Le'Veon Bell where the fans and public pressure mount on him to get into camp?
If they go into Cleveland and lose, the more pressure, the pressure will be put on the Steelers. And that running game looks anemic and their offense can't stay on the field, then, of course, it puts more pressure on the team. I think at the end of the day, the public should understand that Le'Veon wants to play. He wants to get out there, but he also wants to be appreciated as a player. Mm. And when you look at Todd Gurley, the second or first running back, best running back as far as skill level goes, in the NFL, getting paid big money a couple of weeks ago, last week, and now you're Le'Veon, he says, it's my turn. And, of course, you want to get paid, and I think the Steelers have to start thinking about that. You just don't want to use up your player, and then when it's time to pay him, be ghost at that point. I think Le'Veon wants to get paid and be showing his appreciation that way.
Can you see down the road where these two sides come together and they're able to coexist if they don't have a long-term deal, meaning if they make him play on the franchise tag, does that mean in your mind that Le'Veon Bell next year plays somewhere else, or is there some solution to this problem if it's not a long-term deal right now?
I was just thinking about that this morning. The way that I would approach it would be like, listen, Le'Veon, we're gonna pay you a little bit more, a couple million dollars more than the franchise tag, this year, and then we'll allow you to be the free agent next year, but we need you to come in immediately. Now, that works really, really well for Le'Veon and probably a player. As an organization, that probably is not the way that you want to do business, and that's not how it usually is done in the NFL. And so it's just going to be hard. It sounds like Le'Veon and his agent have dug in their heels and said, we're just tired of being treated this way. And now we're going to wait to game 10 or whenever you guys decide to pay me to come back to Pittsburgh.
in terms of game by game, people are making the statement that, look, every game, there are 16 of them, but every game you're putting more, you know, more wear on the body, more injury potential. As a former player, can you relate to Le'Veon saying, wait a minute, you know, I'm worried about my long-term future, where if I play week one, who knows, I could blow my knee out and then my whole free agency is up in smoke.
Yeah, I mean, injury is a real deal for the player, of course. And when you're in the position where you're going to touch the ball 300-plus times like Le'Veon does, injury is even more important. And that's one of the things that you think about constantly. You don't want to be injured before you get that big payday, a payday that he certainly deserves. I think when you hold out in the way that Le'Veon did last year, in the way that he's doing this year, it's saying, I don't want to risk my future, my career, my big payday that I'm expecting to get in the next time I'm at the table for injury. And I certainly understand that as a former running back.
Before we let you go, I'm always curious about guys who play you play at Villanova, you know, not Ohio State, not Alabama, but how did you find the strength? How did you find the belief system to know you could be an all-pro running back in the NFL and, look, you're going to go play at then the FCS level and go on to have an incredible career? How did you find that motivation in that belief system?
You know, when I went to college, the NFL wasn't necessarily the thing I was thinking of. There's just not a lot of players that come out of Villanova. The thing that I focused on the most was to get a great education and be able to be a productive citizen. And when I got there, I was able to play, and I played well. And then I just wanted to perfect my craft, do everything I could to be the best running back on that level. And eventually people began to notice. And over time, you continue to get better every single day, perfecting the things that you do. And people continue to notice. And then they start talking about the possibility of being drafted, the possibility to play in the NFL. And that's when your interest gets peaked and you work even harder than you had before. And so for me, it happened over time. It was gradual. But once it kind of clicked on, there was no stopping me. And I was willing to do anything to get to the NFL and to the next level.
Well, I went to UMass, and I'm 41. You went to Villanova. You're 39. I watched you in college. I loved your game. I was so psyched to watch you. I'm a couple of years older than you, but I remember watching you because I did a lot of FCS coverage with UMass back in the day. And so I remember watching your career, and I was so psyched for you and you winding up with the Eagles and having the career you did. The rule changes in the NFL are interesting because it seems like if you had played now, you had amazing numbers. But do you feel like your numbers might have been even bigger, even better, if you had played in today's NFL?
You know, it's funny because when I talk to all the younger players, and I'm sure all the older guys say this, my numbers, if I played with the rules that you guys are playing with, they would be twice as good as they were. I think my hope, just like everyone else, that if I played in today's game, I would be better than I was back then. That's my story, and I'll stick to that.
He is Brian Westbrook. Thanks to Crown Royal, the Hydrate Genersee platform. Make sure you're drinking, taking water breaks during this upcoming tailgating season, whether it be Thursday in Philadelphia or this coming weekend. Brian, thank you for the time. Love the conversation. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
That is Brian Westbrook on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline, joining us, former Eagle. And I'm serious. I think I may have called a UMass Villanova game, but I'm not positive, when I was in college. But I'm a couple years older than him. But I remember watching him at Villanova, and I remember watching FCS football. And when he got drafted and he was put into that position and what he did with the Eagles, just an awesome story. I mean, he's a Maryland kid, goes to college in Villanova, winds up with the Eagles, finds his way in, and has a phenomenal, phenomenal career. That was a lot of fun. More on Le'Veon Bell, according to Brian Westbrook. Pay the man. Pay him what he's worth. He should get paid. How much, though? How much is the question? We'll get to that conversation in the agents. Week 10? Week 10! More on the Steelers and Le'Veon Bell next. SB Nation Radio.